Those marching combined a little Midwestern outrage with a lot of Southern flair as they marched in the Dane County community of Middleton to protest Governor Walker's policies. The protest group was dominated by teachers and students. Last week, Governor Walker signed a bill virtually ending collective bargaining for public workers. School counselor Robert Weitzel from Glacier Creek Middle School says the focus of opponents needs to shift now to recall election efforts and fighting a biennial budget that proposes nearly $1 billion worth of cuts to education.
We're only 4 days into this new struggle. It will be a long one. There'll be less publicity, and it'll be more difficult to maintain the momentum. But this is the most critical stage in the campaign to take our state back.
Some communities and school districts around Wisconsin have approved union contracts before the new law on collective bargaining goes into effect. Middleton Cross Plains School District President Ellen Lindgren says their current teacher contract ends this year.
We have worked very hard to try to reassure our union that we are going to collaborate with teachers and with our other staff, regardless of what Walker has on the plate right now.
Governor Walker said that school districts will be able to recover money lost in reduced state aid by having more flexibility in bargaining. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.